Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Porch with Brian and Andy. Brian, how's it going with you?
It's going great. I just we're doing this on Zoom, and it whenever a meeting starts, it says like recording has started. Okay, or leave meeting. It would be funny if I just immediately was like panicking, like I'm out of
Yes.
here.
Should I be here? No.
I'm off the porch.
I'm not going to solo the podcast. I'm not like a Bill Burr type. I couldn't do that.
He has a solo podcast.
I think he does. I might be
Oh,
making that up.
wow.
But yeah, I'm not like one of those AM radio, especially sports broadcasters that can just go by themselves for like an hour. I don't know how they do it. I mean, it is a commendable skill, but still.
Yeah, it's like when Vin Scully used to do Dodgers games by himself.
Yeah, or when like Hawk Harrelson would go to the bathroom for like an inning and a half and then
Or
Vince
Steve
color
Stone.
commentator had to do it. Yeah, Steve Stone,
Yeah.
whoever.
There's a new White Sox broadcaster this year. I'm not sure how I'm gonna feel about that.
I know. I can't believe you lost Jason Benetti.
Yeah, failure of a team.
Yeah.
Can't even keep their good broadcasters.
All right. Well, folks at home, we have just talked. I think we've scattered maybe three or four topics in about a minute. But what this podcast is imagine you are hanging out on the porch with your buddy. I thought about this. Maggie had this idea, my wife, that that I actually record some of this on a porch.
Ooh, yeah.
I think I could do it. I think the front porch would have Wi-Fi that's good enough.
You see, I'm jealous because I have always wanted like a porch at my house and I don't even have one. That's why I'm living the dream, through this, vicariously through this. But then at
Yeah.
least one of us, you'd have the nice ambiance of a porch.
That's true. I don't know. I'm trying to think what the background noise would be like. It might be okay.
Yeah, let's try it out.
But we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But this is the porch for folks. This is the first episode of this podcast for folks joining us from our last podcast, the Whiskey Sessions. We decided to do this for a few reasons. One, we just want to have casual conversations that can go anywhere, not bound by anything in particular.
Nope, not bound by the limits of segments.
Yeah. So we could have episodes where we do a top 10 list of something fun. We could have themes across multiple episodes. We could just have an episode where we're shooting the shit.
Yeah, or where we spend the whole episode trying to come up with a topic, a la Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that we are changing that I'm really happy about is that we're going to be releasing these weekly.
Yes.
You got your favorite podcast. You don't want to wait every other week. Who can even keep track of that?
Plus, shout out to Scott Murphy. He listens to this when he goes shopping for groceries on Sunday, and he was starving every other week because he had nothing to
Oh,
listen
yeah.
to on the way to the grocery store.
He wouldn't even go to the store. He was literally starving.
Yes.
So sorry about that, Scott Murphy. We'll
Yes.
try to make sure that you are good to go every week.
Yes.
So one of the things, if you listen to the top of the podcast, listeners would notice that there was no music. There was no nothing. And the thing is, with the new podcast, we have to have a new theme song.
Oh, yeah.
So Brian, for this episode, I wanted to play a couple of possibilities for a theme song for you. There are parts of beats I've recorded over the last like 5 or 6 months. I can cut them up in some different way, to make more sense for like a 15, 10, 15 second intro. But I've got five thoughts that I want to get
Ooh.
your opinion on.
All
And
right.
you know what? This can extend to our listeners at home. We don't even have an email address, so I'm not sure how you'll contact us. Send us some kind of note through a Perrier kitchen or Perrier kitchen. Carrier. Carrier pigeon.
Kitchen.
I've misspoke so many times in this first 5 minutes already that I think I'm
Isn't
just gonna erase the whole thing.
that a spoonerism? Is that what that's called when you flip the letters on the
I
word?
believe so. Carrier
Yeah.
pigeon. Carrier kitchen. So yeah,
You want sparkling water subconsciously, that's why.
Actually, you know what? Before I play, I want to go on a brief rant. And this is the other thing, because it just came to me. And that's the
Okay.
beauty of this kind of podcast, is that if something just comes to us, we can go with it. I am talking to parents out there who have little kid birthday parties that we go to, always happy to be there. Have a great time. Love being invited. However, we need to talk about what the drink options are for parents that are not just alcohol. Lately, I've been going to a fair amount of parties where the only drink option for parents is LaCroix.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's always just LaCroix and that's it.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point where I'm going to steal the kids' juice boxes if that's the only thing available.
What flavor? Do you even pay attention to that, or is it always lemon?
No. Can anybody tell the difference?
No, but I just mean the can color. Do you see what color it is?
I don't see color in LaCroix
Okay.
cans. They're just
Okay.
all, they're all okay.
Okay.
But I would rather have something else, anything else.
A soda?
A soda, vitamin
Snapple?
water,
Ooh,
like a
vitamin water.
San Pellegrino pop, like
Those are
you can
good.
fancy it up a little bit.
With the foil on the top.
You know, I don't think they do it like that. Well,
Don't they? For the cans of San Pellegrino? I thought they did.
oh, you know what? Individually, they might. It's that we buy them in six packs, and in the six packs, they don't do that anymore.
Oh.
So that might be the difference. But you're
Okay.
right. They used to do them like that, which I
It's it
love.
yeah, you
Secret
take it.
pet peeve is when you get dirt in the can or whatever it is. I'm like, ugh, I don't
Yeah,
want to
because I
touch that.
like I'm a person who likes to drink out of the can or bottle. I don't, whenever people offer me glass, I'm like, oh, what is this? Paris, France? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to have a fancy glass for this. But that, yeah, then if you see crud in it, ugh.
Yeah, don't want that.
No.
The only thing worse than the only drink being LaCroix is people who say LaCroix instead of LaCroix.
I
Like
almost did that.
it's not French. It's from Wisconsin. It's
Is, yeah.
LaCroix.
It's well, yeah, it's probably Native American origin, right?
Maybe?
I would imagine that's what it
Yeah.
is.
All right. I got five jams for you. I want your honest thoughts. How would you like to, do you want to hear them all in a row and then go back to like thinking about what your favorite is, or do you want to comment on them as we go? What would be your preference?
I would like to comment on them as we go, and then maybe if there's like a clear standout, we could pick it. If there isn't, then we might have to play a couple more to like get a reminder.
Okay. All right. I am gonna, they don't really have clear names or not names that make any sort of sense. So I'm just gonna call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here
Okay.
is number one. Do you it I always name the beats with the beats per minute. This one is number one, 95 beats per minute. Here we go.
I
So
like
that's
it.
one. It's got kind of a long intro. Like I could have the intro to not make it quite that long, but that's one option.
Okay, I really like that. It has a spacey vibe, and it also has a little bit of like Ace of Base character to it, which I'm a huge Ace of Base fan.
Ooh, I
So
wasn't thinking about Ace of Base. Good call.
I immediately responded to that.
Okay. Here is number two. Okay, that's that one.
I like it. Good energy.
That one was, did I mention it was number two is also 102 beats per minute.
Oh, okay.
So it's 7 beats per minute faster than the
Got it.
last
I
one.
felt it. I felt that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to bring it just a little bit slower. This one is 98 beats per minute. Here's
Okay.
number three. So that's number three.
Dope. That one got me amped, like I was getting introduced like in the starting five at an arena for a basketball game.
It does. It depends on kind of like the energy that you want to go for. That's probably the most amped up out of all of them, I would say.
I like it. I like that.
All right, here is number four. So that one was 110 beats per minute. I think that's the fastest one.
That's my favorite so far.
Really?
For sure.
Interesting. Okay.
I liked it because not only that's like a classic, perfect podcast type of song. And first of all, because it's like very groovy and you don't need to hear too much of it to like get into the groove. But also for the porch, at the beginning, it reminded me of somebody like ringing the doorbell trying to get into a house. But then you're like, no, come over here. I'm on the porch. And then it like expands and contracts a little bit. I like it.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that aspect of it. That is a good call. I
Yes.
like that you're putting the imagery out of what this podcast actually is.
That's the leader in the clubhouse for me.
Okay. All right. Here is the final one, number five, and even 100 beats per minute.
Okay. Also, pretty sweet. Now, I have a question. Can we have an intro song and an outro song?
Yeah, we probably should. I mean, like in our last podcast, we had a different intro and outro song. We could
Yeah.
certainly do that again.
That's because for me, four and five would be perfect for four as an intro and five as an outro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just my vote.
I'm for it.
Because I think five gave me, first of all, Streets of Rage energy, which is all anybody who's played Streets of Rage knows that's like one of the greatest video game soundtracks of all time. And it had this like getting you, it's almost like wistful in a way, but it's like you'll be back. There's another episode coming, don't worry. That's how I felt about that.
And it's coming the very next week. That's the important part.
Exactly.
All right. Should we do, if you're not up for this, say this is a terrible idea. What if I play number four, I fade it out, and then you intro the podcast?
Okay.
Let's see how it sounds like in real time. Okay, here we go. I should probably cut this intro part like a little bit. Like, there's when the good part should come in. Well,
this is the money beat, as Dwight Schrute would say. All right, that porch light is back on. We're here for another week talking to you about topics on the porch. Sounds great to me.
Perfect. I think it fits.
It does. It's like a perfect intro.
I was pretty skeptical when I started playing that one because I almost forgot what it sounded like. And I was like, phew, I don't know. Why did I even make this one of the five options? And that's the one that you picked.
I think it's great.
What? Okay. We've got our intro song. We've got our outro song.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we need to think about in terms of like this to get ready for this podcast?
Should we have, well, you have a great collection of beats, both used and unused beats. So maybe if we have other things that come up as we're recording, because we're not going to play, this is the whole point is this is going to be, a natural evolution. But maybe we should have some like bullpen songs for like if we have certain parts of the podcast that could use like music underneath them. That's the only other thing I could think of.
That's a good call. Also, when this podcast gets like starts getting millions of listeners and we want to start charging for ads, we have to have that like maybe 3 to 5 second bumper
Yes.
between the ads of music. So we got to think about that too.
That is an excellent point. Shout out to the Swindled podcast. They do a great job of making it very clear when the ads are coming so that your brain can check out and then check back in when the good stuff comes back.
Mentally prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
When we do ads, do you want to read them ourselves, or should we just get people to record their ads ahead of time?
I think we should probably read them.
Yeah.
And write them, ideally.
Yes. I'm trying to think what the target audience is for this podcast. I think we could probably sell pretty much anything.
Carpenters?
Yep.
They build that sounds right. We get Home Depot on here. We get all the different big
boxes. Oh, no way. No Home Depot. I am Lowe's all the way.
Oh, okay. Lowe's. Yeah, you're right.
No, I would be Lowe's, except there's no Lowe's near us.
I would honestly be Handy Andy because that's what I grew up with, but there's no more Handy Andys.
Yeah, we have Ace Hardware around, but they're just a lot smaller.
Yeah, that's also in Lansing. That was the nearest one to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Ace, Gus Bach, Ace Hardware.
Yeah. And then I can't remember if we have True Value here or not. We had them in Seattle. Have you heard of that one before?
Well, I thought, maybe I'm wrong. I thought maybe by me, there were both, and I just combined them in my head because I could have swore there was something that was True Value that had both of those names in it. I'm probably conflating them, but we definitely had both of those.
I believe it's called True Ace Value Menards.
Oh, okay.
Is the name of the store.
Yeah, we had, that was everywhere.
Yeah.
They all sold different types of hammers, so you had to go to each of them.
Different, like, parts to the hammers. You had to put the full hammer together. Like, one would have the handle, and then the other one would have the rest of the hammer.
Exactly. It was such a racket.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Hammer Bros song by Cool Kids? That just came into my head when we were talking about hammers. It was a great song.
I can't think of it. Although, now that you bring up Cool Kids, I could listen to Pennies over and over again.
Yeah. Classic.
At I some want to point, we revisit did some of those.
At some point, we did top five verses, I think, and I picked Bun B's verse.
Oh, it's good.
Mine. It's great. But but I remember you took him to task because he rhymes like he like mispronounces Theraflu.
That's right. He says
Tamiflu, I think.
He says Tamiflu, I think. It's like, what is that?
But it worked so well. I have to give him creative license on that.
Yeah. I mean, if it fits, it fits.
It does, yeah, exactly.
All right. As we wrap up the initial episode of this podcast, what do you think our listeners, when they get back to us, what do you think is the number one thing our listeners are going to be looking for us to really explore in this podcast?
I think they're going to want to know, what do two cool guys, when they're left to their own devices on a porch, what do they talk about? And that's what we're going to give them.
I think the answer is anything and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits. You're kind of outside. You're like halfway between inside and outside. So there's nothing off limits. And you can talk as loud as you want.
You know what I realized is the other thing that we need, and we can't really workshop it necessarily on the podcast itself, but we need to have an image for this podcast when people get it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever they get their podcasts. What are they going to be seeing for the porch?
I was thinking of a porch swing in my head.
Okay.
Maybe a GIF of a swing.
Can you do a GIF?
I don't think so, but I wish you could.
That'd be eye-catching.
It would be great if it was just a constantly swinging porch swing.
All right. Who do you want to take a crack at the first episode for the porch?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. The image for it.
I'll find some image options.
Okay, we're going to have something good when we first release this. It's funny that we're talking about it now, because I'm assuming by the time we release this, we'll have something up.
I was thinking I could really like undercut our own possibility of success and actually put a picture of a Porsche, the car.
Ooh, I like it.
And just make people think we're very either dumb or like just confused.
The running joke of the podcast is that we think Porsche is pronounced porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a pretty great porch.
I got my porch. It's a V8.
That's right next to my Maserati.
With like the intro and outro noises are like vroom vroom engine sounds. Now
Yeah,
that would be good.
if people tuned in to think that this was a podcast about Porsches, I will say that'll probably be one of the few topics that it's not really about.
No, we don't have. I mean, I drive a very boring car. It's
Yeah.
literally the only reason I have a car is for practical uses. I'm not like a, you know, show off car person.
No, I'm not a car snob at all. I just try to find one that has good gas mileage. I don't really care what it looks like and can fit my kids.
Yeah.
And that's how we have a Prius V, which is not even a car that they continue to make.
Really?
Yeah. I think what it was Toyota. They stopped making the Prius V, I think, in like 2017 because more people just wanted to get the RAV4 hybrid.
Oh, is the Prius V like a small SUV?
No, but it almost is.
Oh,
It
okay.
looks like just a Prius, but a little bigger.
Oh, okay.
But the actual storage in it, in the back, especially it's still a hatchback, is really good, which is great because we can like throw a stroller in there. If we go on like a little weekend trip, it's pretty good for that. We can fit anything we need. Still 5 seats. It's not
Okay.
that wide or anything, but it works.
Do you remember the Nissan Cubes?
Yes. Do they make those anymore?
No.
No, they
There was
can't.
a brief period where it was like that one and then the Pontiac Aztec. They were like, what if a box could drive? Like, what if literally a box could drive?
I just don't like, I'm not saying every car has to be the image of being aerodynamic, but that just feels wasteful for a car like that.
Yeah. I was always shocked. Sometimes I'll see a car. It was more like when we went on vacation to Arizona because of the non-rust factor, like cars just drive forever. So you'll see like really old cars here. You don't as much because everything rusts out. But every so often I'll just see like a Mercury minivan from the 90s like we had when I was a kid. I'm just like, wow, those people are just really good at keeping a car going. Like the fact that that can still be driving.
No, I will say when we moved from Chicago to Oakland, the first thing we noticed was like, oh, that car, like that doesn't exist anymore, is still on the road here.
Yeah.
And it was when we took our car, and I can't even remember what the problem was, but the mechanic was looking under the car and just said, like, why is there so much rust on this car? It's like, well, we drove it from Chicago. He's like, got it. But otherwise, that does not happen here.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I can't remember exactly. I know I saw one car that immediately made that clear to me in Arizona. It was like a Geo Metro or something. I was like, that hasn't been made in a very long time.
What I started seeing again, and it reminded me because it was the car that we had as a family growing up, was Toyota Previas.
Ooh,
Like
I don't even know what that is.
They're pretty unique looking minivans. Toyota stopped making them at this point, I got to think like 20 years ago, and started making Toyota Siennas, which is, I think, their minivan now. But yeah, I started seeing a couple of Toyota Previas on the road again.
Oh, yeah, I know what the Previa is now.
Yeah.
We're going to have that as our podcast image, Toyota Previa.
I would not say no to that.
No, it would be great.
Yeah. But until next time, we're going to be back next week.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Until next time, that does it for this random assortment of stuff. We're going to have great stuff for you next week and the week after. And we're excited to be back on the air. And until next time, we're turning the porch light off.
Hitting the switch.
There it goes. Should we say anything else?
No, that's good. I like it. We should at some point have like a sound effect of a light. I don't know how you do that, but like either a creaky door closing or like a light going off.
Or like something. A mosquito hitting like an electric
yeah.
dog zapper.
I'm thinking of like, remember those Motel 6 commercials or whatever? Like the "we'll keep the light on for
Oh,
you."
we'll keep the light on for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
There
like
was
it.
always like a certain feeling to those where I was like, I feel like I'm being taken care of at a substandard motel.
Them saying "we'll leave the light on for you," like there's something perfect about that statement that you already know it's a substandard place. Like they're
yeah.
admitting it, but they're like, but we'll try.
We'll try. Usually we turn all the lights off, but we'll leave one on.
Yeah, no, I like that. All right. Until next time, we're turning the porch light off.